Southeast Alaska's independent ferry system is working its way out of a ridership slump. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority sails a daily round-trip route linking Hollis on central Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. The authority is separate from the Alaska Marine Highway System. The service, which began 15 years ago, carried more than 50,000 passengers for its first 9 years. Then the numbers started dropping by as much as 20%. General Manager Dennis Watson says they're coming back up.
Last year, we actually had a pretty good bump, because we'd been kind of going downhill since the economic crisis, you know, a couple of years ago, and things seem to be turning around.
He says predictions of good salmon runs make him optimistic for this year. The route is popular with commercial, sport, and subsistence fishermen. The Ferry Authority is a nonprofit organization run by representatives of 5 Prince of Wales Island communities plus Wrangell. Its approximately $4 million budget for this fiscal year is funded largely by ticket sales, but it also gets money from the state and federal governments. Governor Bill Walker's capital budget includes $250,000 for the next fiscal year. The authority has 2 nearly identical ferries, the Prince of Wales and the Stikeen. They trade off on the route, allowing time for each to undergo maintenance and repairs without interrupting service. General Manager Watson says that doesn't always work. Earlier this month, a container van struck and damaged a door near water level. It wouldn't close, which is required.
We couldn't go grab the other boat because we'd just taken the safety gear off of it and sent it south. So it didn't do us any good to have 2 boats at that point. But we got past it and we're back in full operation again.
The Ferry Authority sailed a second route for about 2 years, linking the island's Kaufman Cove with Wrangell and Petersburg. It ended because it attracted too few riders.